An advertising campaign can cost millions of dollars. Of course, it's all worth it when the campaign attracts business. But that's never a sure thing. Robin Kerner tells us about commercials that have worked and some that haven't.
Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. So what makes an advertisement memorable? A sexy girl? A cute animal? Or clever technology? All of that and more, says brand expert Rita Clinton.
If you look at the world's most valuable brands, then you can see that what tends to go with a strong brand is a strong, clear and consistent campaign over the years. You can look at Coca-Cola, you can look at Intel, you can look at Marlborough, for example, you can look at BMW, Apple, Gap. All of these are strong, consistent brands with a long-running advertising campaign idea.
As an addition to its global ad campaign, BMW also commissioned 8 short movies, directed by top film directors, in which its luxury cars play starring roles. A series of long-running and consistent branding at the right mark with consumers, say analysts, and solidifies the German carmaker as one of the most valuable brands in the world.
You know, what is the difference between, on a conscious, rational level, between a BMW and a Mercedes, or even a BMW and a Toyota? Not that much, but on an unconscious level, there's an extraordinary difference, right? So the power of the brand is entirely bound up in its ability to summon a series of unconscious associations.
Associations that went all wrong for a British brand of bread when they used Elvis Presley, the King, to promote Kingsmill bread. Sales fell, and analysts say the baker lost a third of its market share to competitors, all because consumers just didn't make the connection the advertisers hoped for.
Unfortunately, of course, the response that they got was rather the opposite one from the one that they intended. And some of the associations, the more powerful associations, sadly, with Elvis, were really about his obesity in later life, his diet.
While Elvis's fondness for fried peanut butter sandwiches is one way to turn off some, so too is giving consumers a nasty surprise. Coca-Cola infuriated longtime consumers by replacing its signature drink with New Coke in 1985.
To Coke's credit, when they realized that they'd made a mistake, they stopped. They took several paces back, thought about what they were doing, and then, of course, became their consumer's best friend again by reintroducing classic Coke.
An expensive mistake for beverage or bread makers, and a valuable lesson for advertisers trying to figure out exactly what makes us buy one product over another. Robin Kerner, CNN, London.